From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Irma has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves northward along the west coast of Florida. Its high winds, torrential rains, and surging surf left millions without power. President Donald Trump told reporters this was a massive storm.
The bad news is that this is some big monster, but I think we're very well coordinated. Well, I hope there aren't too many people in the path. You don't want to be in that path. That's a path you don't want to be in, and we tried to warn everybody. And for the most part, they've left, but that's a bad path to be in.
Among the Gulf Coast cities hit hard by Irma, Naples, where Associated Press reporter Ray Robert observed the intense storm from the 10th floor of a high-rise building.
You know, the big thing that everyone's worried about is the storm surge here in the Naples, Fort Myers area, and clearly up in Tampa as Irma goes up there. But I can tell you that, you know, having covered 17 tropical storms and hurricanes, this was a doozy this afternoon as far as the imagery and the winds pounding this area.
Virtually all the islands south of the Florida mainland called the Florida Keys are underwater. David Goodhue, editor of the Upper Keys newspaper, said the tourist industry will be hurt.
I mean, it's still a few months before our official tourist season kicks in. Depending on how bad the damage is, which I believe it is pretty extensive, it's going to have a big impact on this year's season.
Irma has killed nearly 30 people since it cut a swath of destruction across the Caribbean. At least five people were killed in Somalia Sunday after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant just outside the office of a senior official in the central city of Beledweyne. As a meeting took place, clan leaders believed to be among the dead, several were wounded. The militant Sunni insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is